Would you rather hear the comfortable lie or the uncomfortable truth about breaking into project management? What's stopping you from becoming a project manager? Let me guess. Lack of experience, imposter syndrome, and most of all, fear that you're not qualified. If I had to start over with zero experience, no college degree, here's exactly, and I do mean exactly, what I would do to break into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. Family, today's episode is no fluff, no gatekeeping, just the raw, honest God truth. Are you ready for it? Or wait, are you willing to do what most won't do to land the career that you said that you want without a college degree? Point number one, develop a project management mindset. Project management is about owning responsibility, thinking strategically, and solving problems proactively. A PM needs to be organized, adaptable, and most of all, a strong communicator. Potential challenges. I get it. You're going to feel like an imposter. Yes, you will, because you don't have formal education. Then you're going to struggle with uncertainty and the ambiguity in projects. Then you may even find it difficult to hold people accountable. Well, here's my actionable tips. Start owning responsibility for projects in your current role, even if they're informal. Practice your problem solving, risk assessment, and your daily work. Hey, pick up my book, The Magnetic Project Manager. Also, the book that I gave away for free, the ebook about the secrets to success project for project managers. I also created a paperback and ebook that's coming to a Amazon location near you. But seriously, it will be online really soon, because I really went back after reading it and added some more information. And I want to see you succeed and have every success possible to you. Point number two, communication and leadership skills. The majority of project management is communication. You need to be able to influence, lead, inspire, and resolve conflict without direct authority. You have to keep in mind, a lot of people that are going to be reported into you, you do not have authority over them. So how do you make the adjustment? Well, I get it, because you're thinking, well, it's going to be difficult leading senior colleagues. What about public speaking? And I have to confront somebody. And then the struggles to keep up and holding people accountable. People always run from being accountable at many times, definitely in project management. But I got you. Here's my actionable tip. Practice active listening and concise communication. Read books. One of my favorite books out there is Crucial Conversation. This helps improve the conflict resolution skills. And start leading small meetings and team check-ins. See, family, if you see where I'm going, I'm talking about starting off small. This is not an overnight fix. This is not something where is a plug and play. Some people have had success that, but the majority that I've come across have all that shared with me, this is what they've done. Point number three, learn project management fundamentals. Understanding key concepts like SDLC, software development lifecycle, process group, initiating, planning, executing, monitor, and closing. Agile mindset, Scrum, Kanban, the 10 knowledge areas, you know, integration, scope management, schedule management. These are essential, but I know potential challenges. Not knowing where to start. There's so much information out there, and you know what happens to us. We start having analysis of paralysis. Basically, we start consuming, and then we don't know where to start. Then most of important, you lack real-world context to apply what you just learned. I got you. Actionable tip. Take courses like the Google Project Management Certificate, Coursera, go to Udemy. I'm also, just because I see there's a need, I'm going to create a basic project management course for beginners. Yep, I'm going to put that together for you and to help you on your journey. And also start creating a study plan to cover the basics, as we discussed before on point number two. No, I'm just playing. Well, point number three, it's going to be important that you start putting together a plan. Start understanding within the knowledge areas. How do they fall in the 49 processes? Understand what an agile mindset is. What is Scrum? It's a light framework. What is Kanban, whatever, wherever you're from. I've heard them say it a different way. What are the knowledge areas? These are the foundational principles of project management. Point number four, getting hands-on experience without even having a PM title. Many PMs start by leading small projects with formal titles. You can build experience by volunteering for leadership roles in your current role, side projects, community initiatives, but I get it. Potential challenges. No clear project opportunities in your role. Resistance from coworkers to being managed. And then most of all, uncertainty about what qualifies as project experience. You know, I got you. Here's my actual tip. Organize and lead small projects, work initiative, office events, charity drive. Document your role. Create a portfolio showing challenges and most of all, solutions. Why is challenges and solutions more important? It's because, family, as a project manager, you're going to be looked upon to solve a lot of problems or facilitate meetings with stakeholders or your project team to figure out a resolution to a particular project. Also, offer to assist project managers in your company to gain insight. I shared you my story about how I got even introduced to this was I seen a guy that was doing project management. I talked to him and then I end up connecting with someone else. And during my lunchtime, I asked him, hey, do you mind if I could buy you lunch? And I can kind of look over your shoulder to see what this thing that they're calling project management, what is all about. There's many ways to get to this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. Point number five, get comfortable using project management software. I use that loosely because project management software is consistently changing. There's new organizations coming out with different software types. I'll give you an example. Some of the main ones out there during the time when I was leading a lot of different projects would be your Asana, your Jira's, or your even Trello. But now I'm seeing things like ClickUp. I'm seeing Monday.com a lot. Smartsheets has really taken off, and I see more organizations using Smartsheets. Microsoft Project used to be the core, but now you're seeing other softwares coming into place to support project managers. So the reason why you want to pick one, just pick one. Don't go all over the place. Matter of fact, let me unpack it for you. These are the challenges you're going to face. There's going to be too many options. You're not going to sure which software am I going to learn. Is it going to be Smartsheets? Is it Microsoft Project? Is it Jira? Is it Asana? Is it Monday.com? Is it ClickUp? Is it this one? Is it that one? Just pick one. They all serve the same purpose, a Gantt chart. That's what you want to learn from a scheduling standpoint. Communication tool. There's basic fundamentals in each one of these tools. No hands-on experience with software. I get it. Resistant to adopting tools in a non-peer role. I get it. You're like, what? So either you're asking me, I'm already working a job. I'm already working a 9-to-5. And now you're asking me to go and learn a new peer role. Like I said at the beginning of today's episode, this is not for everybody, but these are for my hungry ones. These are for my ones that are very obsessed about breaking into this thing called project management. Here's my actionable tip. Sign up for free versions of these PM tools and create sample projects. Watch tutorials on YouTube or LinkedIn Learning. Practice tracking and managing personal or small work projects in these tools. Point number six, learn to work with stakeholders. Oh my goodness. You know, as a PM, we must identify. We also must engage. We also must manage stakeholders. You know, your clients, executives, other people that are privy to the project. Because while you balancing your project team's commitments, you're also balancing the commitments of theirs as well. So there's going to be a problem here. Let me tell you what the problem is going to be. Stakeholders are going to be conflicting with demands. One day they're going to want it one way. The next day they're going to make it want it a different way. Then it's going to be difficulty in gaining trust without authority. They're going to look at you like, you don't have that much project management experience. Why should I listen to you? You don't even know what a Gantt chart is, or you don't know how to use a Gantt chart. This is how you should be doing project management. Then there's going to be about managing expectations while maintaining the project goal. But you know, I got you. Here's my actionable tip. Identify stakeholders in your current job or project and document their interests. Learn stakeholder engagement techniques like influence mapping, communication planning, creating a stakeholder register. And my last and final one, practice clear professional communication in emails in meetings. How can you do that? Well, you do it at your current role. If you're, I don't care if you're working in customer service or you're working, I don't care what the role is. Take what happened today and see how you can articulate in an email how that day was. Point number seven, get certified even if you don't have a degree. See, certifications validate your knowledge and skills and help you stand out when applying for PM jobs. The key word here though, family, because I told you there was no fluff. The key word is here is knowledge, not real world experience. I'll say that again. The key word here is knowledge, not real world experience. We talk about getting real world experience in point number four. So it's important to look at those, like I said, community events, asking your manager, can you assist someone to take on that particular role? But I know you're going to have potential challenges. You're going to say, well, yeah, that sounds good, ED, but which certification should I pursue? And what's the cost of the certification exams? And matter of fact, I work a full-time job. How am I going to study while working a full-time job? Again, this is not for everybody, but for my ones that are hungry, I got you. Start with the Google Project Management certification. It is affordable. It's beginner friendly. One of my favorite certifications is the CAPM, Certified Associate in Project Management. And then if you really fall into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, go after your PMP. That, and also another certification you can go after is get your CSM, Certified Scrum Master, or your PSM. These are certifications, the CSM, the PSM, the CAP, or even going after a Google Project Management certification. For the CSM, it gives you a really great foundation, even to a mid-tier understanding about Scrum. CAPM is a great foundation to really understanding from a knowledge base from beginning to end about a project. And then the Google Project Management certification, again, is one of those good certifications. I remember one time when I talked about that, I said, hey, is a Google Project Management certification worth it? And somebody was like, well, you haven't taken it, so how are you going to tell me? You know what? I said, that's going to be on my product backlog of to actually take the Google Project Management certification so I can give you real world experience. I know it's good based on what I've heard, but I'd rather go ahead and take it so I can give you guys real factual feedback. Point number eight, build a portfolio of real world projects. By the way, family, if you made it this far, I have a secret, I call it in my secret sauce. You know, McDonald's have their secret sauce on the Big Mac. If you stay to the last point here on the actionable tip, I promise this whole video will be worth it. Let me rephrase that. I'm not going to promise you because you have to take action. But I will tell you this. If you listen to this last one, whew, it's a game changer. I had to find this out the hard way. But since I found it out the hard way, I'm going to make it easier for you. All right. Point number eight, build a portfolio of real world project. A portfolio shows proof of your experience, even without a formal PM title. Potential challenges, unsure what to include, lack of real-world PM experience, and then, of course, difficulty presenting at your work professionally. I know what you're thinking. He got us. You're right. I do got you. Actionable tip, document projects you've led or contribute to, workplace, personal, or volunteering. Create a case study format. Here's the breakdown. Problem, action, and what was the outcome? Publish your portfolio on LinkedIn or personal website. And my last and final one, the secret sauce, or I should call it almost like the Big Mac. Create a podcast or YouTube channel documenting your journey. Man, let me explain why. When you create a podcast or a YouTube channel, what it does for you is give you content of seeing your journey. And if someone says, hey, are you published? Or, hey, what was your journey to getting here? Hey, go listen to John making the transition into project management. To upload a podcast nowadays is so easy. They made it so simplified, so streamlined. And then, of course, YouTube, you're on here now, hopefully listening to me, or you're on my podcast listening to me. This is exactly what I've done. Many people won't tell you exactly what they've done. They give you a very high level, and then you're lost because now you're trying to figure out, should I do this? I just gave you the blueprint. This last one, if you made it this far, you are one of the real ones. Matter of fact, If you made it this far, send me a comment, send me a message and let me know you've made it this far and this last point was impactful. Here's my final advice, and I need you to take action today. I'll give you maybe an hour to think it over, but I need you to move forward because I already know what you're saying. Well, ED, you have the degree, you have the credential. This is what you're probably saying, and you're right. But if I would have had this information, I would have taken a different path because even though I had all these degrees and credentials, I still had to learn what success in real world project management looked like. And success in real world project management comes from learning, applying what I learned, and then adapting continuously. If you had a degree, yeah, you could have skipped a couple of these steps, but you still would have needed that experience. You still would have needed the skills. And most of all, you would have needed the confidence to be able to push through the potential challenges that you will be up against. Fear of failure, of rejection, feeling overwhelmed by, you know, when you start leading a project, self-doubt about even being what they call qualified. And then the last and final one, challenging and dealing with imposter syndrome, because most project managers won't have the courage to tell you, I've dealt with imposter syndrome because I felt like, hey, I don't have what this person, this other project manager, how am I going to, and you start going down a trail where it is not healthy for your self-confidence. It's not healthy for what you could and can become. So here's my actionable tip. Start managing projects today. I don't care how small they are. Join the Magnetic Project Management community for support. Pick up this book. Also pick up the new book that'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. I'll let you guys know because this is all foundational principle information. Apply for jobs, even if you don't meet the 100% of requirements, because what's going to allow you to do, they may take a shot on you and give you an interview. And now you can at least understand what the questions are, what you may need to work on. Well, family, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.